The soda. Coach Borton appears courtesy of UCare Health Insurance for All. More information at ucarechoices.org. Well, Coach, a tough one here tonight, but as heartbreaking as it is, I would imagine there's a lot of pride for the way the team showed resiliency all evening long.
Well, number one, it's not a moral victory because we were ahead for about 36 minutes of the game in regulation. I felt like defensively I don't even think we got a stop in the last 3 minutes and 31 seconds of the game. I felt like Terrio, number 33, just took the game over. We could not guard her, did not have an answer for her. We switched up how we're defending ball screens. We switched defenses a few times. And then number 23, Katie, we did not do a very good job defending her as well. And but I just felt like it came down to some of the little things down the stretch. Once we got into overtime, we got the ball knocked out of our hands on a rebound. And Amanda, shot clock play. You know, we put Amanda probably in a couple situations that maybe we shouldn't have because she's a freshman, but she's been doing it all year.
Tough play, Coach. Both teams have four players scoring in double figures, and your star shone, their star shone, and it was a great game to watch.
It really was. I feel like we're playing better. We're playing better basketball. We had four people in double figures. I thought everybody played well. I thought Amanda was the biggest factor in our game. She did not play well at all. I felt like she hurt us on both ends of the floor, defensively and offensively. And we held Hooper to under her average, and I felt like Siri did a really good job for the most part on her. And like I said, Terrio and Katie were the difference for them.
Siri Noga, what an outstanding job on offense, and like you say, against Jordan Hooper, who's 6'2", very athletic, can take it to the rim, can take the three. I just thought that was going to be a difficult matchup for Siri Noga, and she does pretty well.
She did well, and I felt like she took Hooper made tough shots tonight. I thought Siri maybe left her open, maybe a couple times left her open. I mean, she doesn't need a lot of time, but just maybe was off of her just a little too much, like twice, and I think that's when she hit her threes. But other than that, I thought she did a heck of a job.
Incredible. When you talk to your team after a tough loss like this, Coach, what are you saying to them? What is it that you can say to make them feel better about towing the line for 44, 45 minutes and coming up short?
Well, we stay positive with our team. You know, I said it was a heck of an effort that we had, and you know, I felt like down the stretch, you know, we've got to be able to play lockdown defense, and we didn't have an answer for their point guard. And we've got to build from this. We're playing better. We got more people that are playing better, you know, to stay positive. And you know, it's a long, long Big Ten season, and I feel like we're getting some of the tougher teams here at the beginning of the Big Ten season.